Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have haters? I'll tell you what, Heather does, I do. So that's what a way to start a podcast.
That's the best intro I've ever gotten in my life.
Is that, you just got to jump in, man. Listen, I brought your website up to my class the other day because they said, look, here's someone who is not afraid to bring to the spotlight untestimonial. And that's a new, oh my gosh, that thing is new. Talk to us about what that is. What inspired that?
I have had so many conversations with other creators, entrepreneurs who are deathly afraid of rejection. And yes. I have no judgment of that because, yeah. Carrie, you know me. I don't like rejection. There it feels terrible. So what ends up happening is this fear of someone not liking you,
right.
Someone judging you. Yeah. Ends up keeping us from putting our ideas out there in the world because yes. we want to perfect it so we can avoid that rejection.
Yes.
So I had this idea a few months ago. I noticed I was scrolling on my Instagram and there were these comments and they were so mean, but they were so funny. They literally made me laugh out loud. And I had this moment where I said, yeah, she is moving all over the screen. It's giving me a headache. And I had this moment where I was laughing and I was like, wow, these are actually kind of true. And you know what? This is exactly why some people love me. And I wanted to display these untestimonials on my website for two reasons. First of all, to get over the fact of rejection. Mm-hmm. Everybody experiences it. Everybody gets hate comments. But then also, two, this realization that, wow, the hate I'm getting is just a reflection of why some people absolutely love me. She mispronounces words. She's corny.
Yeah, like, she cries. What did it say? I just read one that said something about corny. Corny, and then it has a cuss word. And then you said accurate. I cry in commercials too. Yeah, yeah. But you know what, Heather? You gave me inspiration because, listen, I don't do TikTok a lot. You know, but I'm teaching a content creation class, which, by the way, you're coming to speak at. Cannot wait. And the other day, I got some hater comments. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy says about your video, it's not that deep. Who cares what it's called? Bro is pretending to be inspiring.
Sorry, I'm laughing at your comments.
I came to clown on this thought process as well. Glad to see people are already doing it. Laugh out loud. Bro figured that out.
Mm.
Bro is on to absolutely nothing. Mm. I'm sorry. I just got to laugh.
this is the best conversation I've had in a while.
I responded like really positively too.
Yeah.
Like, bro is on to absolutely nothing. Appreciate you, you know? And so like, and all this stuff, but I thought of you and it actually gave me courage because, you know, I don't normally go on TikTok. I guess it's like, just must be more raw and unfiltered. No one's going to do that on LinkedIn, I don't think.
No. I mean, some platforms are way more brutal. YouTube is very, very brutal. And whenever I put up anything there, it's pretty hard. But regardless, the point is for us to get to a place. A client of mine said this the other day, and I loved it. She said that your passion has to override your insecurity. And so a lot of times we keep ourselves from putting something out there because we're insecure.
Yeah.
So the answer for me, just from my experience, is not to try to push away my insecurity, but instead become more passionate about what I'm doing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, I tell my clients, I say, look, if a hater can win and prevent you from creating, then what you're doing by not creating is you're robbing your future client from transformation.
Boom.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And by the way, welcome, Heather.
Oh, hey.
This is Heather Parody. And Heather is just world class. I told my class the other day, I don't know, we're very real and raw and honest here, you and me. So I said, Heather is so talented, but she's finally beginning to believe. So I kind of see you as like Neo.
That got me in my heart, dude.
Really?
Because it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're like Neo. I'm Morpheus. I'm bald anyway. All right. I'm the bald dude, and I have sunglasses around. Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Do I have it? Hold on. We'll be really Morpheus. You're Neo because you have hair, and you look better than me. So here's Morpheus. All right. So this is gonna be like the thumbnail of the.
This podcast. Is the best.
But Morpheus turns to his friends and he's like, Neo's finally beginning to believe. So you, my friend, just got a big request to go and teach short form content at some live event. Mm-hmm. And of course I'm like, yeah, you know, of course, but what did you think when you were at my mastermind in the fall? And I said, how many of you want to hear Heather speak? And they all raised their hand. And then I'm like, okay, you're going to speak. And then you just like did a whole masterclass and people thought that was the best thing in the world. So like, talk to us about some of this new you emerging on stage thing. And why did that hit your heart?
It hit my, let's remove the stage from it for just a second, because it's not about stage or opportunities and all that. What you just said, you're starting to believe X. I have, like most of us, just grown up with a lot of inferiority, and I've noticed it more and more as I've gotten into different rooms and, you know, upping my own business, being around people like you and seeing that a lot of my issues are not external. They are internal things that I've got to battle and heal from. And I'm 37, so I'm at a point in my life where I'm getting a lot more reflective of saying, hey, maybe Heather, you don't need to learn something new just yet. Maybe you just need to step into who you already are and be able to hold your own space. And there's a lot of conditioning with that, with the area that I grew up in and some of the religion that I grew up in, and being a female, it's interesting learning how to kind of step into your voice. But I've just been doing a lot of work on it. I'm unashamed that I'm in therapy right now, that I'm working through some stuff for the first time from my past that I've never dealt with. And I think everybody should go to therapy. It's awesome. Yeah. And it just feels good hearing you say that, because I've said that. I've been writing about that in my journal, that how that's my intention, is to be able to believe in myself a little bit more, because you know, this people want to follow folks that are grounded and know who they are.
Yep.
And that's why I think historically, not to make this a man woman thing, that men, it's a little bit easier to lead because there's a sense of groundedness there that a lot of times, sometimes women have to kind of really work up to. I don't even remember what you asked, but
you need to talk about this at our class, because, and you know, early on in our friendship, I've even tried to be, you know, cause I'm not saying I'm all the faith guy, but you know, I was a pastor.
You're the faith guy,
but
you own it, Carrie.
But I was a pastor. So I'm trying to show you a side of, following Christ that isn't with all the baggage of religion, because I feel that a lot of, I'll say, like, look, I'm 10 years older than you, so I don't mind separating myself a little bit from you, but sure. I'll say my generation, the people I hung around with, here's what I say. We all have a God box, okay? And the God box is some good, Okay, so the God box could be like, oh, that really amazing memory that you have of reading scripture as a young kid. But in your God box also gets put in like some of the jacked up people that said they were Christian and, you know, abused you or me or spiritual abuse or whatever. And so what a lot of I've seen, like Gen X, millennial, whoever, is they look at their God box and they're like, well, screw it. I don't want this anymore because look at what's in it. And what I encourage people to do is dump it out all on the table. And then as they become adults, they say, here's my empty God box. And now I'm going to put in there the things that actually should be.
That's really good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I feel like for you, maybe, I don't know, I'm guessing this, but like maybe one of those things in your box is like a woman shouldn't speak, or, you know, I'm gathering that from what you just said, or, you know, men are more grounded. And like, I actually think you are very grounded in that untestimonial piece. I mean, I see future book all over that because I see the world as books, but, you know, but I see that as, healing, you know. Why am I bringing you to Cedarville University to speak to a whole room full of young people, but especially women, is I'm trying to say, like, you can be an outspoken, amazing woman and a business leader and a mom.
Yes. Yes. You know, and kind and empathetic, because there's like this, and this is something I'm learning right now. I don't know if you saw that thing I posted the other day. It was this idea of yes and instead of either or. And we live in such a polarizing culture where we get rewarded for being polarizing. I said, you can be yourself and be mindful of how others feel. You can be in flow and work super hard. And you can be both grateful and ambitious. Yes and instead of either or. And I feel like when you talk about spirituality, I feel like
writer. Come on, writer.
I feel like that was the message that's God, you know, is this sense of collectiveness and wholeness and oneness, right? That I'm not separate from you, that I'm not separate from Jane down the road, that we're one, that we're together. And so these things that God has put on our hearts to speak and to lead and to do, I've had to learn how over the past, and I'm still learning, you know this, I'm still learning to really believe in my bones that is God through me and God's calling on me, and not something to run and be ashamed of.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I mean, you look at Christ, it's like grace and truth.
Yeah.
You know, kind of what you're saying. Like we want to present this either or God. And, you know, a lot of times God is like, you know, compassionate and can be, you know, righteous anger, you know? So I think the Western mind is not good at paradox, but I feel like the Eastern mind is. And so, listen, what's next?
This was deep.
Hey, man, more
12 minutes, man.
What's next? Because you are speaking. I mean, what did you feel when you got that invite? I just think it's one of like many things that are coming your way. But what do you think about you being like center stage, like metaphorically, and speaking on your topic and owning that expertise? What do you think?
I feel very good about it. I'm a practitioner, so I am deep in the weeds right now of learning short form media retention. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. It's fascinating. And I can tell you all the things that I'm still questioning and don't understand about it, and all the things that I've learned to be true over the past couple of years. So just this year, I've recently brought on a few clients, helping them with their short form media, and we're testing things. So trying to take my philosophy and make it a model that other people can follow. And so that's been really cool.
You're humble, but come on, folks. She's got the biggest people in the industry reaching out, DMing her, being like, hey, how you doing this? What are you doing? And so, I know some of those names. How did that feel when those names are like asking you how to do something?
You know, when stuff like that happens, there's a big mirror that's put in front of your face of like, who do you really believe you are? Who do you really think you are? And you know this because I've talked to you about it. it's a reflection of all your insecurities and everything. And it's been such a gift because it's not about that person or these people reaching out to me. That's not the point.
Yeah.
The point is them doing that is giving me an opportunity in my own mind and heart to see myself differently, like you just mentioned. And that's been the work. That's cool. That's its own thing.
Yeah.
But it's bringing out another level of healing in me that needs to be done. And a next level that God's calling me to. I'm reading this book. I wish I had it with me right here. And I've heard the term "the obstacle is the way." I've heard before, Ryan, but I've never read it. I've never dug into that.
Sure.
Blew my mind. I'm thinking, wow, Heather.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, please, please, please. This is my dream for my life. Well, God's like, okay.
Yeah.
Here's all these obstacles, these new levels, these resistance for you to go through to get there. So that's
what I got to tell you something about that.
Yeah.
So my coach, who you know of, because you work with a lot of my clients now, but Dan Sullivan says the obstacles right now in front of you are actually the raw material for achieving your goal. And here's what I mean by that. I went to Dan 3 years ago and I said, "Hey Dan, I'm doing this thing." It wasn't called EZIP at the time. But it was like, "Hey, I got this blockchain idea and I'm wondering if you'd like to partner with me because I feel like you think it would be helpful for your clients too." All right. So get this, Heather. He heard this. He kindly sends me back a video, and the video is the most raw, unfiltered rejection I've ever gotten in my life. It says, "Hey Carrie, thanks for your message, you know, because I care." He didn't even say "because I care," but it's like, because it wasn't even like filtered. It was just like, "Here's why I'm saying no."
Yeah.
Number one, number two, number three. He went through seven reasons why he's rejecting me from partnering. And my wife, I didn't know it, but my wife was outside the office hearing this video. And she's like, when it was done, she's like, "Oh my gosh, are you ever going to talk to that dude again?" And I said, "Yes." Like, it hurt. It totally hurt. But I'm like, "Yes." The reason why is he just gave me the seven steps I need to take.
Wow.
And I literally went and did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now, 48 hours ago, he's in Florida with a huge room full of people. And he says, "You all need to do Carrie's EZIP. You see what I'm saying? So like big stuff. But I feel like you added value. I got to share this story about you giving my photographer unfiltered feedback. So folks, I hired Heather to do a totally rebrand of our website, ignitingsouls.com and EZIP. And Heather, you crushed it. You crushed it. Sarah and I were talking about this yesterday. But to do this website, Heather basically said, "Look, do you have a photographer?" And I said, "I do." And then she said, "Can he do some photos of us?" And we did. And here's one of the photos, right, Heather?
Yay.
Yeah, and then I got to show you, here's one of the other photos of Sarah and I. But when my photographer started taking photos, I mean, even though this guy's got 20, 30, 40 years, has photographed with National Geographic, Heather turns to us and says, you're not doing it right. Like, I don't know what she said, but you know, you're basically like, no.
Yeah.
And Mark, I could see it. Like at first I was like, "Okay, what about this?" And you're like, "No, more filter," whatever you said. What'd you say?
Oh, I was probably pretty kind about it. I'm like, "You're awesome. Yeah. Here's what I'm envisioning."
Yeah.
Something a little nicer, but no, because that was my job too, right? Was to create something with you and him.
Yeah. But throughout the day, Mark started to get the hang of what your vision was. And then Mark turned to me at the end of the day and he said, "I am so glad Heather kept pushing because I had never taken photos like that my entire, I mean, he was like on me.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. And we never shot like that. But talk to us. What was the result?
It was awesome. It was incredible. And I think the cool thing from that is not only was it that isolated shoot, but for him as a creator, now there's another way of looking at things, another tool in our tool belt. And that's something I'm working on myself constantly. Like I just had somebody call me out yesterday. I'm in a little Voxer group with some other content creators and we pull each other's content apart. I'm talking like that hook was terrible. You need to cut that out. You lost me here. I mean, we'll send each other videos and we just, it's awesome. It's awesome. But one of the things that one of the guys who are in there, he said, you're doing the exact same content and you're too afraid to try something new because you know now what works.
Ooh.
That you've stopped experimenting. And so he's true.
You've seen one of Heather's videos, you've seen them all because it's the same type of flow.
And it works. And so it's easy for us to get into the thing that works for us as opposed to pushing as a creator. So I'm now, you know, I'm saying this to you too, I told in my Voxer group, I'm going to make a completely outside of the box video. I have to, because I have to break out of my own rut there.
Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is going to blow your mind. And I know we only got 2 minutes. This is a YouTube documentary.
Okay.
And it's when they, here it is. It's a documentary. You can watch it on YouTube or yeah, for free, but it's called From the Sky Down.
Okay.
And I'm going to get it for you. It's from 2011 and it basically shows the U2 journey and how they were playing it safe and the biggest band in the world. And they said, we need to mix it up. And there was dissension in the band. And they're like, no, we don't need it. No. And like, there's this huge fight that happens. And they basically have to split temporarily. And then they come back together. Oh, I'm getting chills. And then they have this magic. And it's called Sky Fall Down, or From the Sky Down, because that's how they believe their inspiration comes from God, you know? So I'm going to pop it in. Yeah, yeah. But I think this is for you.
You know I'm going to make some videos on that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to send this to you right now. All right, cool. Heather, where can people find out more about you?
Oh, you can find me anywhere at Heather Parody, heatherparody.com. Me, Google it. You'll find me wherever. The only thing I'm not on Snapchat,
because
apparently that's still a thing, but I'm too old for that mess. So you can find me anywhere else.
So heatherparody.com, everybody check it out. And Heather, I'm going to be on your podcast. I'm going to bring you to the Cedarville class. This is just the beginning, but you are truly a creator and it's so fun to watch your journey. And today was amazing.
I have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
You are one of the most real, kind, genuine people I've ever worked with. I have said it to Brian a million times. You're somebody I respect and also trust. You've treated me so well.
Mm.
And it's not just a transaction with you. You genuinely care about me as a human. So I know we're closing up, but let me say, if you haven't worked with Carrie, he is somebody that is the real freaking deal. So I could go on, but I won't.
I appreciate that.
I mean it.
I appreciate that. All right, Heather, this was magic today.
It was fun. Thank you.
We'll see ya. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/emind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.